offered to help us out as subdeacon. Aaron was ordained subdeacon just a few months ago and will be ordained deacon and priest very soon. We're also very happy to have, of course, our own seminarian, Matthew Bauer, who is here, who is the crucifer for the Mass, who has just finished his first semester in the seminary and has emerged unscathed. So welcome back home to him. Lots of motives for rejoicing today. Remember that, of course, the Christmas octave, our 8 days of celebrating Christmas, continues, in which we are forbidden to fast to do penance. We must make merry at all times. The Mass schedule for this weekend is as normal, and then next week, the first part of the octave before New Year's is a little bit different. We're having the English Mass each day at 9 a.m. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. You know, our loving and merciful God could have chosen any number of ways to teach and to sanctify us. He could have sent a letter from the sky, something with thunder and lightning, something very dramatic, something kind of Zeus-like. He could have sent angels and messengers, patriarchs and prophets, to communicate a word of wisdom from on high. Although I guess in some way, in the Old Testament, throughout the Old Testament, as we wend our way through salvation history, he did just that. He sends Moses down with the Ten Commandments. He gives us Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. He speaks his word to Jonah, to Isaiah, to Jeremiah. For thousands of years, Adonai, the God whose name was unpronounceable, spoke to his people. But in the fullness of time, our Father in heaven decided that words, and even more words, were just not enough. How many words came forth from heaven through human agents, and the chosen people were still so far away from him. And so our Father decided to send the Word, his Son, send him to us. Not as a messenger or a message, not as an angel, as a patriarch, or as a prophet. The Word would take on the flesh of the prophets and patriarchs of old. He would be the last of the prophets, the last of the patriarchs, but the first of a new man, a new race determined no longer by blood, but by the saving waters of baptism, a new Adam destined to recapitulate in himself all of humanity. He stooped down to earth to take on himself the nature of Adam and Eve and all of their children. He stooped down to be one in substance with his mother, Mary, the fairest of all the children of Eve, all the while sharing the same substance as his heavenly Father. Alone, free from sin, he united our nature to his, which is why he could conquer Satan and death and sin, because divinity, assuming our humanity, could triumph over evil once and for all. Today is a day of great rejoicing. We rejoice because we have been saved by this enfleshment, this incarnation of the Son of God. We rejoice because we are no longer hearers of lots of words, but worshipers in spirit and truth of the Word made flesh. I mean, if we know this to be true, then how can we not rejoice? Because what this means is that there is absolutely no one on this earth who is shut out from this joy. Because Emmanuel, God with us, assumed the flesh of us all. Our Lord came down from heaven and found not one man without sin. He ascends to heaven to prepare a place for all of those who are freed from sin by his love. There is motive for rejoicing. Saints, rejoice, because the palm of victory is yours. Sinners, rejoice, because forgiveness is offered to you today. Pagans, rejoice, because the Christ child is calling you to life and to love. There's none of us in church right now on this morning who does not have cause for great rejoicing. The Son of God, who, as John 1 tells us, was in the beginning with God, became man to free us from eternal death. He stooped down to take up our lowliness without losing any of his own glory. He remained what he was and took up what he was not. He joined the very nature of a slave to that nature in which he is equal to God the Father. Lowliness is assumed by majesty. Weakness by power, mortality by eternity. He is truly the Son of God and the Son of Man. Christ, the God-man, is born today. So come, let us adore.